I'm DJ Skate, and I'm here with Eliza McClam. We're here at the Catalyst. She's about to open for Illuminati Hotties, right?
Mm-hmm.
And DJ Swam is from... You guys went to high school together, right?
We did. Okay. We did. We were in a very iconic musical together.
Oh, my God.
In middle school, actually.
Wow. Which musical?
We were in The Little Mermaid Junior.
Sister was a jellyfish.
Really?
In The Little Mermaid Junior.
Wow.
Yes.
That's beautiful. I mean, we're all coming together. Yeah, and that's how I first met DJ Swan. Love.
Yes, yes. So she has some questions that... she gave me, but I also reached out very quickly when she was like, I can't do this interview, does anyone else want to? I was like, oh my gosh, like, I have some of her songs liked on SoundCloud. Like,
oh my god.
Before you were on Spotify, and I'm pretty sure, to take it back to my sister, I'm pretty sure my sister sent me them, but yeah, and
that's
then I was
so
like,
special.
Oh my goodness, like, I need to tell her about them, I can tell you which ones they are. I think so. Well, Ghosts was on there.
Oh,
but
my God,
but now
yeah.
That's on the Spotify mm-hmm. as well. So it was the Natural Order, Dissociate, Anti-Cinematic, and What I Want.
Wow, those are vintage. Those are really old. They're collecting mold in a teacup somewhere.
And then I was just remembering, like, I was listening to them, and, like, a huge component, I feel like, of your work is just, like, story, very visual storytelling, mm-hmm. like, with your lyrics, like... Have you always been so savvy with your words and lyrics like that? Or, like, what helps you come up with those?
Well, I guess I was an only child, so I read a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just think that words are a beautiful... It's, like, one of the only ways we can concretely communicate things.
Yes.
And I think it's really cool. I mean, especially when you look at other languages and see how many different words other languages have versus the words that we have, etc. Like, it's this whole, like, map that we've tried to... create to make meaning out of things, so it's cool to like use that as a tool to
totally.
Try to communicate.
Totally. So you recently moved to the West Coast?
Or 2 years ago, yeah.
2 years ago. Tell us about that.
Well, I was in college pursuing a law degree, or I guess not a law degree. This is how much I didn't get through it. I was studying political science, on track to be a lawyer. But then COVID hit, and then I was farming and camping kind of across the country. So I went from North Carolina to Kansas to Utah to Colorado to Oregon, and then kind of landed in LA just to like hang out with a friend, and then realized I didn't want to go back to college. I didn't want to go back to my parents' house, so mm-hmm. I moved into her laundry shed, and I
nice.
Sold solar panels door to door.
Oh, my goodness.
And nannied and whatever
yeah.
until I kind of got to move out.
That's such a colorful backstory to where you are
it's
now.
Pretty fun, yeah.
So what role does songwriting play in your life now? I guess I sort of just asked that. But
well, no, I think this is a different question. I mean, I've always used songwriting to work through my emotions and my feelings. I think the structure of a song is so conducive to that. Like, I always write my songs basically in chronological order, top to bottom,
mm-hmm.
Because the verse is like where you get specific and you're thinking about a situation, but you don't really know what it means yet. You're just kind of like parsing through the
right.
details of it, and then you kind of figure out, like, you contextualize it in the chorus, and then, you know, the bridge is where you have your conflicting feelings. Like, that structure just makes so much sense to me for
yeah.
thinking about my emotions, because you always
yeah.
start with something small and you're like, why is this, like, getting to me? Like, why is this detail? Why is this situation, this place, this person? And you kind of, like, find your way through it, through the structure of a song. So that, you know, I write songs for me, mm-hmm. and it's a miracle to me that other people listen to them and relate to them. Yeah.
No, I love that. That's almost like, and I'm not a math person, but that's almost like an equation.
Yeah.
Like, putting it together and then
totally.
Kind of have this like solution that you are like left with. You're like, oh, that's the answer. This is like part of the answer. So
mm-hmm.
I really like that. And then has that changed at all since your first album?
Since, are you talking about Memos,
yeah,
the EP?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think I've grown a lot in my songwriting, honestly, since I've gotten off TikTok for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was on TikTok, I just kept feeling compelled to write things that were maybe like catchy or like attention grabby, or, you know, I'd find myself only writing a verse and a chorus and stopping there because that's all that fits on TikTok.
Right.
And I really didn't like how it was affecting my creative process. And so for this like forthcoming project, I have a new EP coming out on December 2nd. It's called Soul Circle, shameless plug.
So excited.
I'm really excited. You'll hear
Congratulations.
Thank you. You'll hear almost all the songs from it tonight. But yeah, so with this new project, I was really just like off TikTok entirely and like kind of went into my own world. Like a salt circle is like a protective circle that you cast during like witchcraft or other like spiritual services for yourself. And I really feel that that's what this was. It was kind of me cocooning and like really trusting myself. And so that's how it's changed, I guess, is like me really learning to trust my own instincts more.
Oh my gosh, I really like that. And then do you have any big music inspirations?
Oh, I have so many. They're kind of all over the board. I've always loved Frank Ocean. I think he's just so innovative and genius. Brittany Howard, who is the front woman of Alabama Shakes, but also has an amazing solo project.
Oh my gosh, sorry to cut you off,
but there's
that one song. It's like, I think her and two others, and there's like, it's like a black and white cover.
Oh, it's, that's Bermuda Triangle, which
Bermuda
is her other
Triangle.
Band. The song that I know by them is called Suzanne.
Suzanne.
It's beautiful.
I love that
That's
song.
Like the best other woman song I've ever heard in my entire life.
I love
that her
song.
Solo album, Jamie, was so pivotal for me. I think it's a beautiful album. Everybody should go listen to it. She's very influential to me, as well as like Adrian Lenker, Sufjan Stevens, those are probably Bon Iver. Those are the big ones for me, I would say.
Nice.
And Joni Mitchell as well.
Joni
but she's
Mitchell.
Kind of, she's the mother of us all.
That's so true. Our station manager, she loves Joni Mitchell.
As she should.
Yes.
That's taste. I'm reading her autobiography, or not her autobiography, but a biography that somebody who is like very close to her throughout her life has written, and it's huge. It's sprawling. She has like a crazy life.
That's really cool.
I recommend it.
That's really cool. And then you also have a podcast called Binchtopia. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, it's just something me and my roommate at the time, Julia Hava, started. Honestly, just to kind of get us through quarantine. And now it's kind of, you know, that's my day job. That's like what helps me keep doing music. And we've built like such an awesome community. There's such a cool overlap between like the music fans and the podcast fans. And it's been a really fun thing for us to do together.
That's really cool. I was like looking at, you have a lot of different like topics that you cover. Mm-hmm. Like DJ Swamp was saying that there's some about just like coming into your own as like a woman, I feel like. And then there's like a lot of pop culture, and it was just, and I saw like the Shein one.
Yeah.
That's such a cool, again, with the words, place to put your thoughts in, especially to share it with somebody else too.
Yeah.
And then, what is your philosophy on love?
Oh, that's so
broad.
This
was a DJ Swam question.
Okay, that's great. I love that question. My philosophy on love. Well, I think that love is synonymous with God. I think it's an energy that courses through every living being. I think it is something that eternally connects us all. I really do believe that in our most like pure ball of light selves that are unclouded by our like weird ego ship, we all really do love each other because we have to, because we are connected. And I think love exists in every dimension. And my philosophy about it is that the more you bring it into your life, the better your life is. And that sounds simple, but it is true, in my opinion.
That is very true. Thank you so much for taking the time also to meet with me. This is my first interview with KZSC.
Well.
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.